clothing fit, dealing with weight loss and gain. So over the holiday seasons, many of us are going to be eating large meals and spending time with family watching our favorite sporting events. Another portion of us will start our New Year's resolutions and make exercise and healthy eating a part of our daily lives. Either way, a lot of us are going to be gaining or losing weight. And when this happens, our clothing all of a sudden is either too small or too large. And the problem of ill-fitted wardrobe all of a sudden needs to be addressed. So the purpose of this article is to help you understand what to do when you gain or lose a considerable amount of weight and are faced with the issue of not having clothing that fits. The fact of the matter is weight transitions, whether planned or unplanned, can be expensive when it comes to clothing. Even a man with a modest wardrobe he can face problems of being out of quite a bit of money if he all of a sudden needs to have a suit because his other one just looks way too baggy and he's got to close a meeting. And all of a sudden he finds he needs to buy this suit literally within 24 hours. So hopefully this article opens your eyes as to what to look for when you're shopping so that you can help a bit offset the weight, you know, whenever you gain weight or whenever you lose weight. So general guidelines for ensuring your wardrobe can accommodate weight fluctuations. So the first thing I recommend is that a man actually own less clothing and make sure what you do own is highly interchangeable. And it's the whole idea that I keep harping back to the interchangeable wardrobe, but I think it's so key because at the end of the day, you're not going to be out 15 suits. You would more likely be out 7 suits, which in my opinion is enough suits for a man who's very simple in his dress to be able to get by. And even if you drop 100 pounds, you're only going to have to replace it with 5 to 6 suits, depending on if that weight is going to even go down a bit more. But at the end of the day, you're able to replace it with less. So buy less, wear what you have more often, and purchase clothing that matches a wide variety of items in your wardrobe. It's the best advice I can give as a man goes through weight transition. This simple rule saves you money because you buy less. You get higher mileage from what you have, and you're going to be purchasing clothes. So when you're doing this, purchase clothing that's classic in style, simple in color and pattern, and timeless in cut. I've talked about this in a number of my other the audio and articles, so I'm not going to go into it in too much detail, but your goal is not for people to remember what you wore, only that you looked great wearing it. So if you think that you're going to be losing a lot of weight, be going after articles of clothing that are solid in color. You know, the styling, you're not going with any type of crazy lapels or pocket configurations. Everything is very simple. And the great part there is it's also going to be, you know, it's going to be easier to adjust. So avoid trendy clothing. This is related to what I just talked about. But at the end of the day, you're going to be storing clothing as well. So if you gain or lose weight, you don't want to throw away your old clothing because you may actually gain a bit of weight back. You may actually, you know, if you gain some weight, you may actually lose that weight. So you want to be able to take the clothing that you had and put it in the storage. But it may be a year or 10 years until you're able to put that stuff back on. And what you don't want is when you put that on, all of a sudden you be like, wow, this is really dated. So whenever you're purchasing clothing, always go for classic styles. I mean, look at Cary Grant, look at, Fred Astaire. These guys wore clothing that they could actually wear this year and it would still look good despite them having purchased this stuff 70 to 80 years ago. Find a good tailor. So a good tailor or seamstress is your friend. He or she can often help you out, and they can tell you if your old clothing is going to be able to be brought in enough to work. And there is a difference. I've got, you know, my 7 tips for finding a good tailor, but really you want to find someone who's skilled because they're going to be able to make all these adjustments and be able to envision what they can do this jacket to help, you know, hide the fact that you've actually lost that 50 pounds. And they're going to do their best to make it work and also be honest enough to tell you that, you know, they can't work with this and that maybe be able to point you in a direction and a type of brand that they've seen, which is a little bit more forgiving in terms of proportions and the amount of fabric that they allow to be brought in or out. So lower quality fabric is fine in certain areas of your wardrobe. I know this is almost, this almost sounds blasphemous coming from me, but if you expect large weight gains or, weight loss, going with a lower quality fabric is okay because it's going to save you money. And now I'm not talking about going with 100% polyester, but I am saying maybe looking at a 50-50 blend. And what this will do is if you go with, again, with a classic style with a solid color or something that isn't going to really be remembered, but it allows you to, you know, focus on the fit. And when you have to upgrade or downgrade that item, you don't feel so bad about it because you saved quite a bit of money by not buying something that was super expensive. Again, this requires a bit of forethought as you know you're going to be going through that change. But oftentimes if a man's losing 100 pounds, he's going to need, there are going to be a couple transition places. And if you need to wear a suit or a sports jacket upon occasion, you obviously are thinking about this. The other thing with this lower quality fabric I would like to point out is once you stabilize and you know you're going to be at this weight, that's when you want to spend more and get quality fabrics. Thrift, borrow, or ask. The key with thrifting is finding the time to look. I personally think the best deals can be found at Goodwill or Salvation Army stores located outside of the major cities, as less people are picking over the wide range of items. To thrift successfully, you need to be able to spot quality, and so this goes back to you having a good or decent understanding of men's style so that you can identify items which are going to work for you. And you also have listened to or read through my article about alterations so that you know how much it will cost to get those sleeves adjusted, how much it would cost to get that jacket shortened, and even if it can be shortened. Specific men's clothing tips, weight gain and loss. So gaining weight in menswear, shirts. The good news is that most men's dress shirts are built to fit men with healthy midsections. The bad news is if you actually bought shirts that fit you, you're now gaining weight and there's little room to accommodate any new insulation. Basically, you can't, if there's no fabric there, you can't open up a shirt. But if it's just getting a little bit tight in certain areas, there are little things you could do. You can adjust the collar simply by moving the button. And if you find, you know, the weight gain in your neck or the size of your neck is permanently increased, you can even look at getting a new collar, depending on how much you spent for the shirt, and you'll have to, you know, measure it. But if you had those shirts custom made, I can tell you that probably having just a whole bunch of new collars built and having those replaced on the shirt may be a way to actually salvage all of the shirts. And what about if it's just for a month? There's also these button adjusters or these collar adjusters. It's like a button extender, if you can imagine. So it slips onto the button and it extends it about a quarter to a half an inch. And those are a viable option, especially if you find, for some reason your neck just gets a bit bigger. That is something you could look into. Jackets. Of all the items we'll discuss, a jacket has the most flexibility to handle weight gain. The simple reason is that jackets are normally given 3 or more inches where excess fabric can be let out. Now, it depends. If it's a very inexpensive jacket, you'll sometimes find that the garment manufacturer does not give much room to open it up. But you're going to have to, you know, oftentimes because most jackets are lined, you're going to have a tailor or seamstress cut into there to see if it is. Now, it's not uncommon for a man to have 2+ inches opened up on a jacket and for it still to look fine proportionally. But once you get past 2 inches, all of a sudden things start to not work right and you're going to run into limitations with the shoulders. You can't really build out the shoulders at all. So once you gain more than probably 25 to 35 pounds, the jacket starts to, you're pushing the envelope there, and you're going to find that you're going to start looking for a new jacket. Trousers. Trousers are limited by the placement of their back pockets and the amount of excess material sewn into them. As a clother, I leave room for about 2 inches of expansion. Most machine cut pants, though, they have almost nothing left over in the fabric in the seams as fabric costs money. So they always try to eliminate this. One trick I recommend is if you have the trousers made, skip the back pockets. This gives you, or whoever's going to alter them, a lot more leeway in terms of alterations. They can bring them in more and they can also bring them out more. And you're not going to have to worry about those pockets being a proportion limiter. Another thing that you can look at is if you've reached the backs that the back of the trouser can be opened up, and you really want to salvage these trousers, consider the side seams. You can actually open up the trouser leg about half an inch to three quarters of an inch, depending on how much material is in there. And that, in a sense, can give you a bit more room, not only in the leg, but in the midsection as well. So your shoes, often forgotten until your feet start to hurt. Weight gain affects the size of the shoe you wear. Expect to wear your shoes harder and for your foot size to expand. So you're going to need to go to a cobbler and have them professionally stretched. If they're leather, they can do this up to a certain point. There's only so much they can do it, but they do have these professional stretchers. They can almost get you about half a size more. Now let's jump into losing weight in menswear. So shirts, you have a lot of options when you lose weight. And again, 2 inches is about the magic number. You can actually have the entire shirt recut depending on if your shoulders need to be brought in, that can be done. Sleeves can easily be shortened or slimmed up. The torso, there's a lot you can do here. We can dart the back of the shirt and so literally bring in a couple inches in the torso or in the chest. You can move buttons. So on the collar, you can actually make the collar just a bit tighter, or you can take the collar off, cut the back of it, and make it even smaller by about, I would say I don't like to make collars smaller by more than an inch. Understand though, this collar operation is going to be a bit more expensive. Jackets. Any jacket can be made smaller. The real issue is what can you reduce and adjust before the jacket falls out of proportion. Again, proportion. But pockets, lapels, shoulders, all of these are made to a certain size. So once you start to bring down the jacket, all of a sudden you've got to pay attention to those and you've got to make sure they're not too big for the size you're trying to reduce it to. In addition to waist suppression, oftentimes a guy gets in great shape. He's been, bodybuilding and he wants me to, bring in a lot of weight. Suppression. I can't do that more than a couple inches before it starts to throw off all the proportions and it almost begins to look comical. So it's one of those things, again, 2 inches is about the magic number to the extreme. Trousers. Like weight gain, the limiting factor here is the back pockets and the fact that bringing in the backside will move the pockets closer to the center. Extra money can be spent, again, on the sides, seams of the trousers. You can actually bring those in and slim them up. And in fact, actually, most trousers out there would look better on thin to fit men if they were slimmed up a bit in the leg. The problem here is it's a very long stitch we're talking about, or a long seam. So you're going to be opening that up and you're going to be closing that back up. And it's really long. You want them to have a moderate amount of skill because you don't want something that's off there. But on the other hand, this is something that I think could really improve the look of a pair of trousers. Shoes. So your shoe size may slightly decrease after a large weight loss. You want to look at if your feet are going to be thinner, you're going to need to reinvest in a pair of new shoes. Once your shoes are stretched, they can't be made smaller. You can try wearing extra socks, but I think that's a very temporary fix. At the end of the day, shoes are going to need to look to get new ones. This summarizes this section on how to deal with weight loss and weight gain when it comes to clothing.